it was there in, well, a little place close to Erie, Pennsylvania. We saw it on the tree. It looked like a little robed individual with a crescent moon, you know, across its head pointing upwards. It was the Black Mass Indicator. We'd been taken back deep, deep into the woods. Now, I've told this to some, and some have heard it at conference. This is the place where a number of us had been taken to see an area that had been used in deep, ancient, multi-generational satanic rituals. But the Black Mass Indicator was there, along with many others. That was the place that when I drove down in, let everybody out of the car, they went searching for the bones. They were digging. As I sensed the area, I could feel the powers. I can sense the presence of the enemy. Like in some houses where rituals or heavy-duty doorways have been opened up, sometimes in individuals you can feel. Listen, as a believer, the Spirit of God dwells in us. And there is a sense, they know of your presence, and if you're walking alert, you will know of theirs. Deep down in the center, I stood looking around, feeling what would seem like hundreds of demonic entities in the air, all connected. See, where human blood, animal blood, and where rituals like this were done, they have come through. They have claimed the land, the doorways, and they summon their people back, the coven. Those who do the Black Mass, those who do human sacrifice, those who do destruction rituals, those who do chaos and death rituals. Oh, that's not the only place. It's not the only place. The places that we know about, where we've been. But let me tell you that it was the first place I have seen the Black Mass, the indicator. At the University of Akron, the police academy had confiscated a cassette tape of somebody who performed the Black Mass with all of the verbiage and all the things that were done and the sounds and all the rest. Every time they play it for students in that class, it's very eerie. Those who were taking occult and satanic crimes, the course in the academy. I know that a lot of academies, police academies, have long since moved away from this as if the satanic panic of the 80s and 90s have gone away. They've just gone more underground, they're more protected, and there's more of it than ever and more to come. So tonight, the Black Mass, we're going to talk about destruction rituals, and we're talking about the series this week, ShatterTheDarkness.net. Here's the theme, Satanic Rituals in the United States, and in your country too. I write this on the front page, quote, Satanic rituals may be going on in your backyard, really. These rituals are old and being done in numbers off the scale. What is the main goal? To summon the dark powers and bring them to this side. How they summon is of massive importance. Human sacrifice. Why do they do it? Well, these bloody rituals are done for themselves and their use. But the greater issue is, why is the dark side seeking so energetically to cross over and be here on our side? Listen, ask the Lord Jesus to sanctify this hour, put his hand over it in providence, and claim the name of Jesus Christ, Jesus Christ, the blood of Christ, the presence and power of the Holy Spirit over all that listen live right now and over all those that will download. So welcome to the Russians and the Poles and those in Angola and France and Spain and England and Scotland and United States. Welcome to all of those in Mumbai And for those in, well, Manila and the Hawaiian Islands, Canada, Australia, in Brazil, in South Africa, in Kenya, and down there in Johannesburg, over there in Mexico, and listen all around, we want to say that we remember all of you that by the thousands are downloading these MP3s after the live show. I will pray and I will trust that in this time it may be a divine appointment for you, regardless of background. Welcome to all the believers. Welcome to all the friends that have written and to those who have sent notes and let us know what's going on in your life and, well, what's been happening. Because, listen, today I'm filled with joy, a lot of joy, because, well, some of the things that have occurred. I had sent an individual some MP3s, how to know Jesus Christ as Savior and Lord, how to know for sure that you are saved, how to know what happens at salvation. And all these MP3s and so forth, they just wrote back today. They were appreciating it, and we might end up meeting and talking. But there's another one that comes in. Again, I'm not going to read names, but I've got to let you know that, because I have no idea, we're looking at in 2000, here in 2010 rather, in 2010, it seems as though off our main website and all of our stuff, over 1,500,000 MP3s have been going to be downloaded, and we're grateful. And up to 90 countries of the world now, and so I'm looking at all these things that have been coming in, and I'm let me read you one. I will say this on the alert line, the new alert line. And by the way, welcome to all brand new listeners. My name is Russ Dizdar. If you want to find out all about us, get a hold of hundreds and hundreds of free MP3s, training courses, and everything else. Well, that's shatterthedarkness.net on the web. Shatterthedarkness.net on the web. And I was looking at another tremendous testimony coming in, and there was, again, I have no idea sometimes where all this goes. I get emails from folks that had been listening. They'll say, I've been listening for 2 years, and all of a sudden something has really engaged, and so I really appreciate that, and I appreciate you who have written in. Hey, every once in a while, send us an email. Let us know where you're listening in from. Write us at shatterxmail@sbcglobal.net. shatterxmail@sbcglobal.net. So I got this note, no names, but I do want to at least read part of it. It says, I have a long story, and they give me a link to the full story. But it goes like this, quote, long story short, I've been a Christian, a weak one, since 99. And a few years ago, got back into UFOs and started believing in what L.A. Marzulli calls the alien gospel. Then about a year ago, I started listening to Future Quake. It's a radio station. Mike Bennett, Dr. Future, great place to go. And that's my comment on that. And I heard you on there. Then I started listening to Preemption Broadcast. And it was super intense. You preached about aliens and ascended masters, and it really woke me up. Now, when he says this, and this is my comment, he means by bringing exposure to what they really are on the demonic side. He goes on to say, I began devouring God's word, starting in the prophets, and God led me to repentance. Since then, my walk as a believer has gotten a lot better. Just want to thank you. And here's what it says. Though you were intense, the love of God hit me. And I loved that. Listen, you listening to me, you know that I'm going to bring you some blood and guts. And you got to realize that in my perspective, the church is way behind in understanding the day that we're living in. On a prophetic scale, let alone on the contemporary realities. So when I start talking about 500 million rituals that have been done in the United States alone, on a low statistical scale. We'll give the statistics out, I think, Thursday night. But listen, I want you to realize that part of what we do is bringing exposure out of obedience to the Word of God, Ephesians 5, to expose. Well, you can't expose what you don't know. And so there's a lot of research, but so much of it is based in just engagement, face-to-face, and all that we have done over all of these 25 years and continue to do. By the way, we're going to be into Pennsylvania next week. We're going to be there a couple of times. We're going to be talking to victims. We're going to be talking to those who have tried to help victims. We're going to be looking up some places. And if we get, by God's grace, the opportunity, we're going to stop by a journalist that some of you may know, Sue, and I'm going to let her know that we're going to stop by to pray for her and seek God's grace for her life. Again, welcome to this hour, 6 p.m. It is October the 12th, 2010. And it is a very important time. As we've been trying to say when looking at the satanic ritual calendar. So again, alert, here's the news. It is a part of what's going on in America, all of Europe, and Russia, all around. I mean, these are only some of the listed kinds of rituals. All of October, of course, is a big month. I've got from our alert line, I'll talk about that in a moment, somebody's already called in and let us know about a baby being stole out of a hospital and was asking for us, and they said that Alex Jones was trying to get on, trying to help and find out, and so we'll look into that even more, and I listened to this story today again, and we're gonna see. They weren't sure whether it was maybe a baby being stolen for satanic rituals. Now, listen, we've had interaction with numerous law enforcement individuals over the years. We have been taken by law enforcement individuals into police academies to learn to be in advanced cult crime, you know, training courses, to see the slides, and to see the blood and guts of real human sacrifice, death, crime, beheadings in those rituals, and, well, just every kind of horrific thing. I mean, the desecration of the human body. So in October, already the abductions, I mean, this is the month. They're going to be, doing this all through this week. And actually, October 13th through the 30th, All Hallows Eve, Samhain, all of it. You know that abduction goes on everywhere. And just last week in our area, an 8-year-old girl, they attempted to get her. Now, the reason I bring this up because of a story, again, I'm going to tell you quickly. In my office, when I was still pastoring a local church, a lady is brought in to me and begins to tell me how she was raised in the Akron area, that her mother was into Satanism, that she'd been taken to satanic rituals, that that they fled to Oregon, that the mother and the boyfriend live in Oregon. They are Satanists, and they practice. The girl got away, and she lives in fear of them coming. But she wanted to tell the story about a man. When she named him, I had no idea anybody knew this name, Kaino, and this priest, this Babalal, this, well, I don't know, he had a kind of a conglomeration of ritual teaching and background, but he was pretty powerful, and he was very sadistic in sexual ritual and everything else. We heard the reports for years about his cannibalism, too, and the rituals. And we engaged a federal officer's wife who had been taken by him numerous times and major interactions. It involved all kinds of prayers, demonization, weapons, all kinds of things along the way. Don't have time to go into all of it, other than to say this. The woman tells us that in a house in the greater Akron area, there's where they did sexual rituals on her. They had a little boy. They did rituals on him. And then they carved him up. And then they ate him. She described in detail the little boy, his shirt, his pants. But the remarkable thing was his socks, being these bright, fluorescent-looking little socks. So as always, to verify stories, you know, our goal has always been to go and get the physical evidence. Here's what we found. If what someone is telling us is true, then there's going to be evidence, and we've been glued into that that issue. Find the evidence. Go after things. Especially if the abductors are still there, if the perpetrators are still there, if those who have done this, if human beings worshiping Satan, calling on the powers, sexually abused a young teenage girl and then killed in ritual sacrifice a little boy and ate him. Then I want something done. It more than burns my britches to hear of something like that. But that's what they did among the Mayans. That's what they've done in the ziggurats all over the world. That's what they've done in the ancient days. That's what all of those ritual demonized tribes all around Israel did constantly. And so when you read over the Satanic Ritual Calendar, we have a link to it on the beginning of our page, and you can read in October 13th through the 30th, 28th through the 30th, 30th through the 31st, November 1st, November 4th, from now all the way to November 4th are the main days. And it does involve them looking for victims, if not already having them. And it involves human sacrifice each day for 3 days. It involves sexual rituals. It involves people of any age, but then also specifically satanic revels, November 4th, rituals with 7 to 17-year-old females. Do you know how many victims I've talked to over 25 years? Too many times I've listened to the stories and been taken to the sites, to barns where carcasses of ritually used animals were still there. Where blood, where places where you can, well, for me anyway, feel it in the air. So you've got to understand, on the one side, it's all about the love of God, the love of Christ, the mercy of Christ. But you've got to know that the Word of God, 1 John 3:8 says this, the reason the Son of God appeared was to destroy the devil's works. You've got to understand, Jesus coming the first time, let alone the second, was a spiritual act of war. It was spiritual warfare out of heaven. The cross was all about a spiritual war. If you're lost, you are a casualty of that spiritual war. You are separated from God. You are lost. And you are in personal and eternal danger. So I would only urge you, look at the cross, look at Christ. Why? Ask the questions. Take a look. Why would you fear looking at one that claims they've come for you and loves you and died for you and shed his blood for you and then rose from the dead? Listen, satanic rituals being done by the hundreds of thousands. Listen, all of Europe is littered, all of Russia. Listen, we're going to give statistics all this week on the series. Well, we're dealing with it this week because of the month that we're in and because of the ramping up and because of all that's going on. And I know sometimes people say to me, I don't want to hear that. One lawyer locally here said to me, Russ, I'm glad you're out there doing that because it scares the blankety blank out of me. A pastor that we knew and loved very much in the area was doing a series of messages on spiritual warfare. We asked him to come to a great big Shatter the Darkness banquet and speak, and he did. And he shared with everybody all of the factors, and it was a great message. And then when he was done, he said, if anybody knows of a possessed person or somebody that's deeply involved that needs deliverance, well, instead of saying, bring him to our church, he said publicly, send him over to Russ's office. And I got a kick out of that, but I also had to yell out loud, no, send him to your office. We have so many. And the truth is, all believers should be trained in soul winning, discipling, prayer, worship, giftings and workings, deliverance. Luke 10, that's the call. You check it out. Again, welcome. ShadowTheDarkness.net on the web. The issue this week, Satanic Rituals in the USA. If you ever miss the live shows, we have the archives up, and the station has the archives up. Wednesday night, we're going to do Rituals in the U.S. Russia, we're going to deal with Russia a lot on Wednesday night. On the second hour, Wednesday night, The Ragged Edge at 7 p.m., We're going to have a call-in guest involved in satanic ritual crime on the side of helping people and getting people out and what they have seen. They've been in the blood and guts of all of this. Thursday night, current stats. Friday night, foretold in the Word of God. How the ramping up and engagement with the worship of demons and the mother of all rituals. There is no Armageddon without what the book of Revelation talks about in chapter 16. So if you're talking about Armageddon in your prophecy, sermons and books, well, listen, it cannot, will not, and does not occur without the massive mother global scale satanic ritual release of demonic powers. Tonight, the Black Mass, we'll get to it in a moment, some of the news. We want you to know that on the website, shatterthedarkness.net, right where it discusses the ritual issues and what we're going into, you'll notice a little link there that tells you of a free course. It's also on the side if you scale down a little bit, scroll down a little bit. But it's 25 hours. Again, it's very basic, but it's far more than most anybody, believer, knows. And it's 25 hours of bringing exposure to, you know, the satanic dabbler, satanic traditional style, non-traditional style, European style, all of psycho-Satanism. So it's 25 hours. If you want to get equipped and have knowledge, if you want to give this to your youth leaders, and I would say pastors and others, it's now absolutely free. We give it away free with the book, The Black Awakening. And we also now are putting up free this week for anybody that wants to go to the website. You'll see, just click on it, and there's notes, there's other resources. But it's like a college course. Literally, I could teach this in any college. And I think it should be taught, giving exposure, giving understanding, giving information on signs, symbols. If you saw a satanic justice sign, would you know what it meant? Would you know what it was? In the symbols and signs that are on carved into books and notebooks when kids go to school. How about on CD album covers, you know, the CD covers and websites, and unbelievable, the websites of Satanism into the hundreds of millions of viewers worldwide. So we're going to take and just offer that anybody 25 hours. There's also a great, and I think one of the most important series, Dark Rituals, Dark Powers. It will help you in your city, in your area, to know what to do and how to respond and how to break through the supernatural secrecy and find victims if you haven't already got a victim. I'll tell you one thing, there's victims out there pining away, wishing they were either dead or somebody would come for them. And if you're a victim, may God's grace in extraordinary measure grip you and bring his love to you and deliver you and heal you. Let me say also a quick note of just important news. We found that a couple of our courses, the links are broke. And so we're trying to fix those. I'll be working on them tomorrow and have all those fixed for you. We've been seeing a few others. So we're going to try to take care of those in the next couple of days. Also on our website, there is a we're telling you that we're going to give you five little 10-minute messages. It's kind of around the theme of Acts 9:22, aware, alert, authority, armor, action. And we haven't put those up yet, but they'll be put up, and we hope that you'll get that. I'll be speaking at a really powerful youth ministry meeting that's been going on for a few years, Hartville, Ohio. It's what's called Ruined. It's at a Mennonite church where they hold it, and I'll put up the address later. That's this Sunday night, the 17th, and also the 24th. And I believe Tom Dunn from down in Mansfield is going to bring up a youth group to one of those meetings. And then later on, he's going to bring up his youth group. They're going to meet at my house first and then go over to that ministry service again. So pretty exciting things that are occurring. I'll be on with Tom Horn next week on his radio program. So I've been given that invitation, and we appreciate that. So we'll be on there to talk with whatever he's going to bring up and see what we can answer. But tonight, the Black Mass, 1896, some people say. Way back in the 1800s, you know, going on. Mostly, listen, everything that I've read concerning it, both by Satanists and by historians and others. And let me say something about historians. If they do not understand occultism and the motivations, powers, and things behind it, they will not get history correct. And I've got a couple hundred books here on the Nazis, and the historians, most of them, completely excluded the occult and satanic origins of the political, scientific, psychological, military ideologies and inception and so forth. So unless you really understand the backgrounds, it's very hard to, in a secular sense, write about it. So very important as we look at all of this material. Bottom line, when it comes to the Black Mass, it involves a supposed naked woman virgin on the altar. Again, it's all about something done against the Catholic Church. Very deeply used in France, maybe had its origin in France. The Queen in France, Catherine, was said to have involved with this Black Mass. Other political leaders later on, we've looked at, well, not only Catherine Medici, Queen of France, but others, and you'll read the history of it there, because it involves defrocked or kicked out priests, Catholic priests. These are individuals that then took the Catholic Mass with the host and the cup and the altar and all the elements, the robes and everything, and was supposedly kind of flip it upside down. And in some parts of it, there's also the idea of a baby being sacrificed on the belly of the Virgin. And it's all about, again, in one sense, blasphemy against the Catholic version of this of the regular Mass, doing Latin scripture backwards and many of the other things. Listen, there's so much now on it. There wasn't back in the 80s, and more was coming out. I was given a French hand-typed version of this done by an occultist, by a law enforcement agent that gave it to us. So we have looked at the literatures. We've seen, you know, the backgrounds of it, but there's been those who have practiced it. There's a rock group, Pest, that sings a song, The Black Mass. There's a group called The Black Mass. There's a group called Coven. So a number of the satanic bands that are out there, many of the satanic bands of the worst of the worst of the worst kind, Europe, the Scandinavian nations, and it's unbelievable to hear the lyrics that involves summoning demons, inviting kids to join and receive Satan, to have blood that would be tasted or drunk at the concerts. There's a great book out there called The Lords of Chaos. One of the MP3s I do in that 25-hour course, free for you if you want the education without involvement, then, and again, it's only basic. If you're a Satanist or deep underground and looking at it, you might, you know, say, oh, this is light level. But the majority of normal people have never, have no idea. Because of the laws of secrecy, because the Word of God calls it a mysterium, a hidden, secretive law of power of lawlessness that is operative. So if you understand the biblical revelation that this power, if you think in terms of Satan and his operating engagement with Jesus, Matthew 4, when he couldn't do anything and lost in the engagement, he goes out looking for a more opportune time. When it came to the disciples and Jesus said, Simon, Simon, Satan has just asked to sift you all as wheat. They had no knowledge. Again, you're dealing with what with visible eyes we cannot see. And for those of all of us that see in this world, it's like we got to see something if it's going to be real. And that is our mistake. That is our mistake. Even Jesus, in dealing with Thomas, the doubter, that finally, when he saw the resurrected Christ fell down on his knees and cried out, "My Lord, my God." He'd seen now. He'd touched. Jesus said, "Well, Thomas, you know, you believe because you see. Blessed are those who believe but don't see." I've never visually, physically seen Christ, but I know him. And I've walked with him, and he's inside. He's the joy. I've talked with him today and spent an hour with my wife out in the countryside, actually. We're doing a pray out. We call it a pray out, where we just pray and pray and pray until we're all done. And we're talking to the Lord. You know, listen, it is a relationship. That's what it is, a relationship. Every believer listening right now, it's the inseparable living Christ dwelling in you. The joy of that is a relationship. And then there is, you know, our enjoyment, our privileges, but there is also mission and what needs to be done in these radical days you and I are living in. Well, the radical because of the ramping up. We are talking about a massive ramping up of Satanism. Not only in the popular, the traditional, like the Cathedral of the Black Goat there in California, but we're talking about the underground, the real bloodline, brotherhood, Illuminati, the real stuff that many pastors, counselors, psychiatrists, psychologists have engaged in dealing with satanic ritual abuse. Now that there's been over 4 million diagnosed cases and now there's been 30 years, some of you listening to this are the counselors and psychiatrists and people who have been out there helping. Some have done it from the office, 50 minutes, and that's okay. It will not go very far. Others have spent, again, hours and hours, thousands of hours, and then tracking it, going after it, engaging the perpetrators, the ritual sites, and even coming to the point of catching it in live mode. You know, we've been to where the girls were slaughtered and killed and ritually done. We've walked on the grounds. We've prayed over those grounds in Deerfield, Ohio, where Catherine and Kathy and where Sarah, both, a 14-year-old and a 17-year-old. Now, we're talking about the horrific stuff here, guys, and law enforcement's been engaged, and we went to four different police law enforcement agencies. Evidence was turned over. Feds got a hold of the case now. And you know what? They still haven't brought the cult multiple that was responsible for doing it. And there's a lot of crime like that. You got to understand from the inside. And I've only had a partial inside view a few times at the academy, a few times in other high-level training, advanced courses and things like that, materials and stuff given to me from law enforcement. But it's enough to see hundreds of slides and hundreds of things and to hear what law enforcement says from the inside out. You got to understand, some law enforcement people don't even want to deal with it. Some law enforcement individuals come to me, officers, and want to know how to spiritually protect themselves when they deal with going into houses and going into places where the signs and symbols and blood and candles and pentagrams and all that stuff is there. And so we're glad to help out in that area. And let me say to law enforcement agents, the series that we have on the website called Dark Rituals, Dark Powers. Now listen, that's got a couple of one-hour training sessions that were purposely made for law enforcement in this area of occult crimes. And by the way, Tuesday night, if you look on the website to the right of the discussion, what I have down is the discussion line, the Black Mass and Rituals of Destruction, Chaos, Death, and Summoning Dark Entities. Right next to that is the word Satanic Crime. You can click on that, and it's a free book, an absolute book. Now, it's done by the Catholic guy, William Kennedy, and he's done a first book called Lucifer's Lodge, where he's gone in among the Catholic system. By the way, I'm doing a series on Roman Catholicism coming up. They have done the tracking down of the sexual abuse. By the way, the hundreds and hundreds of Catholics that have been raised, that have been sexually abused as boys and girls in the black rooms. What has not come out very broadly is that so much of that was in satanic rituals. That's right, massively infiltrated. and satanic rituals. So the second book that William Kennedy puts out, now I'm talking about a guy that's a Catholic putting this out about Catholics, and then laying out another book on satanic crimes, and it's absolutely free, and I've linked to that free PDF file right off of our website. So you can have a free book, you can have an entire college-level course, 25 hours of lectures or more, if you want that off a website. Now, that's going to give you a lot of information because, you know, going over the Black Mass and summoning the powers, and it involves a lot of things. If you understand the dark side's goal of getting to this side, then you know the pressure from that side to this is to find the individuals that they can draw. Let me tell you one of the key factors for a dabbler level that can grow into a traditional level, something very deep and serious. Sean Sellers did this. Sean Sellers, who eventually took off his protective pentagram he said that he had on his chest and what he was wearing, and in his closet where he had a satanic altar where he did his worship and drank blood. Well, after he took everything off, here's what Sean says in a video I saw at Youth for Christ training session in Michigan. In the video where leaders from that work went to him, Sean says he felt his chest expand from the influx of demonic presence. He went out with a gun, shot his mother in the head, shot his stepfather, killed them both. He even says that with a kind of satanic glee, he laughed, cleaned up, left the house, went to a buddy's house, only to fake it first, coming home, and his parents are dead. And he, as if he didn't know. But he got nailed for the crime. There's a book out by Linda Stone about the history and the background of her life and her information about Sean Sellers. It's a big story from years ago, but it's one of many. So we have massive rituals throughout the Catholic Church, infiltration in the rest of the body of Christ, where those who have infiltrated use. Now, let me tell you one story quickly. Satanic rituals, not a full Black Mass. But again, I want you to hear this. A Black Mass is not a massive major. I mean, it's massive and major. It's all about blaspheming the Catholic Mass and Christianity in that version. But it's clearly not the deep, darkest of rituals, including the deepest, darkest are human sacrificial rituals, where a prolonged torture, bloodletting, raising of the energies, sexual perversion, all of this is done over an hour or 2 hours so as to build the and raise the energies human-wise to bring in the most powerful demonic presence through that gateway, and then kill the individual in the end. And then, well, we'll talk about this. They receive the powers. They can take them in, get powers and abilities. They can take them in for their coven, their group. They can have demons come in and speak through individuals at a coven meeting. They can literally transfer them in some of the ritual acts, sexual transference too. They can also do it to summon them, to send them. Send them on pastors and local churches that they've already targeted. Actually, I've gotten story after story, and now I've seen it written in books, where pastors and leaders throughout the 90s have told us about waking up around 3 o'clock in the morning. You see, when the rituals begin and everything's all done and the demons are sent, well, they're sent sometime around there to whoever they are that has been targeted. And so, you know, you're waking up for whatever reason, 3 in the morning. You're feeling something weird. You're hearing something. Some people have said they've heard something strike the roof. They felt something enter the room. They gotten sick all of a sudden. They had gory, bloody dreams. They felt something. All kinds of things. Many have talked about their dog's animal being aware of something and barking like crazy, and they don't see anything. I would say then stand up, ask the Lord Jesus, the Spirit of God, to give you an awareness and where it's coming from, and use your authority and command its presence to be bound and broken and sent back if necessary, and ask the Lord to lead you in targeting those who sent it, for God to visit them and trouble them to no end, to expose them. And if it involves child sexual rituals, or if it involves human sacrifice, for God to bring massive exposure, as only God can do. So you got to realize something, and I want the perpetrators and I want the recon specialists to hear this. It's out of the book of Hebrews, chapter 4, where it says that nothing in all of creation is hidden from God's sight. Everything is uncovered and laid bare before the eyes of Him to whom we must give account. Now, when a few thousand years ago, Ezekiel, the prophet, is standing in the city of God and the nation of God, he doesn't know. Because of the supernatural and the law of secrecy, deep Luciferic serpent worship with human sacrifice was going on. All the signs and symbols, all there in the city of God, the nation of God, very close to the prophet of God, and he didn't know. So I'm not saying for believers to beat themselves up. I'm just simply saying that what is there is really there. That it's very clear in Ezekiel chapter 8 that God willed for the believer to know what was going on in the deep reservoirs of the cavern that was not supposed to be found out by anybody. The Spirit of God, God led Ezekiel and God opened a supernatural hole. And you know the story. You read it. Ezekiel 8. Then he gets led in. That's the only way law enforcement, anybody else, if you're dealing with wanting to find the covens that are in your city. If you want to find the ritual spots in your city, the victims in your city. If you want to bring a prayer to bear against those that have been for 30, 40 years or more raising the demons, creating the underground army, and releasing powers and influencing the city and bringing a dark, oppressive blanket. Why else do you think you got that darkness in the air over your city? They've been unleashing the spirits and bringing them over and filling the air. And so many people sit around and say, what's going on? I don't know what's going on. And, well, it affects everything else. But God says your warfare is not against the physical, flesh and blood. It's not. It manifests in the political, the economic, the military. It manifests in the environment. It manifests in the violence. That's where you can see the shock waves. But if you're an attuned, spirit-filled, alert, aware, well, and a believer in action, you get into the study. You want to find it in your city? I guarantee you what we've learned that it can be exposed, uncovered, found. You've got to be persistent. You've got to be consistent. You've got to keep seeking. You've got to ask the Lord, where's it going on in my city? Is it in any daycare center? Have they infiltrated? Are they using and sneaking in any church? What about the backwoods? What about the barns? What about the suburbs? What about any caves in our areas? What about double basements? What about the reports? What about the victims that have been found? Well, you get to begin to minister to victims and you begin to deal with subpersonalities, and they'll take you. They'll take you to the places. They'll take you. If they feel safe, they'll take you. And again and again and again, you will see. I'm not saying you're not going to have repercussions. The demons know as you come. So you could be prayed up and know. Listen, one thing about dealing with all of this, you could become stronger than you ever have been in all of your life as a believer. Right. Because in your city, they are appeasing the demons and the old demon gods. They are summoning them again and again. All of the rest of this month, it's going to be all about this. The powers, the abilities, the transfers. I told you the story about a lady that comes in. I'm not giving up until the perpetrators are dealt with. I'm not giving up until the Coven Group in Copley area of Ohio, all of the Akron area, and the perpetrators that may have run to Oregon till they're dealt with. And how about Meadville, Pennsylvania? So a law enforcement agent and a staff member take me there. They get a video cam out. They have a victim of satanic ritual abuse. She's 6'4". I'm sitting there talking. She says that a psychologist says that she's healed and now she can get all of her children, her abused children, back from children's services because she's all healed up. But she wants to know for sure. And she's asking me, do I, you know, so I begin simply to work with her. And all of a sudden, all those personalities, all the sexual, ritually oriented priestesses, demonized personalities, they're all in there. As a matter of fact, when I called on one of them to deal with them, they got up instantly and struck me in the face. Not once, but twice. But no more than that. This individual, sub-personalities in them, took us out to the old airstrip areas, the old landing places. They took us out to where the indicators for rituals, where the markings for rituals, where the places of the rituals involving children. In this abused individual, a sub-personality came up, a male personality demonized, committed to the coven. What was his job? Well, his job was to use a cattle prod with the coven kids. That as he made them perform sexual acts on adults, if they didn't do it right, they would get shocked with the cattle prod. Meadville, Pennsylvania. Every city in Pennsylvania, ritually abused, covens there, kids sexually, psychologically, spiritually. There's blood on the soil in PA. And anybody dealing in the area, any psychologist, any counselor, any pastor, it's broader than just the one or two or three or four people you're working with. Ask yourself, who did this to them? Every ritually abused, truly ritually abused, means they have demons, means they have coven priestesses, means a lot more, breeders and everything else. And so, listen, here's what it means. A coven has been operative in your city, in your township, maybe 50 or more years. And it goes way back. It's all flowed over from Europe and beyond. So as you're listening tonight, my question to you, if you're a believer in Christ, you remember the words of God to Isaiah, Isaiah 6, "Whom shall I send? Who will go for us?" Let those words fall on your spirit. Whom shall I send? Who's going to go? God said it. I think with millions of victims, millions and millions of lost, some of you think you're waiting on God. God is waiting on you. He's already given the command to go. Unleash this gospel. There is nothing higher, nothing bigger, nothing broader. The gospel, there's nothing broader out of heaven, nothing bigger, more miraculous than the gospel. Because it involves the instantaneous and eternal change. It involves all the mercy, grace, and love and power of God in saving, healing, delivering, and all of the works that come with it. That's why Paul can say before the blood-soaked Roman Empire in its emperor worship, "I'm not ashamed of the gospel. It is the power of God." Listen, whom shall I send? Jesus talked about being clothed with power from on high. That will cut the fear off of your life and endue you with an unction, with the power, dunamis, of the Spirit of the Lord. It's not just for your own good feelings. Listen, as a believer, my pursuit isn't after the being the happiest and being the living without any problems. Is that all we are? Into ourselves? You ever just sell yourself out to say, God, in this bloody spiritual war where heaven and hell are real, God and the devil are real, where people can lose their soul, where people are eating children in a house in Copley, Ohio, in a satanic ritual after abusing a girl. They stole the boy from Pennsylvania, Allentown. Oh, the feds have it up on their site. Absolutely. Lewis. His face is imprinted in my brain, and I'm not going to quit until perpetrators are engaged. Whatever that takes, whatever that takes. So whether it's in Meadville, whether it's in Erie, whether it's in Akron, whether it's in Cleveland, whether it's by the Portage Lakes, my wife's pregnant, we're living on the Portage Lakes at the time. We get a girl in a psychiatric unit led to Christ. She's been raised, splitting her personality, demonizing her. She's been raised in all of this hellishness, creating a transmuted super soldier type person. So the psych ward, she comes to Christ. She wants to get out, demonization, deliverance, all this is going on. But all of a sudden, we begin to get calls. At the time, we didn't know what it was. Enochian chants, some kind of languages, where we would just pick up the phone and hear these kind of chants. We were beginning to be engaged in spiritual warfare as never before. We began to notice individuals coming by our home. I come home one night. Law enforcement agents are there. They run to my car to see who I am. They ask me if I have a pregnant wife. And I'm alarmed and alert at this time. I said, yes. Well, what happened? Well, my wife comes home with a friend, next-door neighbor friend, a lady whose husband is a deputy sheriff and a friend of ours. As she goes into her house, people are running out. Of course, she runs, and my wife, and they get out of that house, go to our apartment right next door. And they eventually call. They had to find a phone. We were new to the area, and we didn't have our phone in. So they got a phone call. Police came. In the midst of all of it, my wife steps out the door and yells at the people that are out there running. One of them is a young man. He turns around to look, and he's still running, and he runs slam into the house and falls to the ground. They run, and they get into a silver car that had a pinstripe. The license plates were taken down. It was the two brothers of the girl victim we were helping. And the mother of darkness, priestess, they had been calling, they'd been summoning powers, they'd been sending chants. They have come to engage us and bring harm. They were caught. Years later, when one of the young boys was in the jail system, I went to see him. Being a multiple, we began to talk, and I said, do you remember when you came to our home, your mother, the priestess, vicious in the sub-levels of her life, do you remember what occurred? And all of a sudden, he reiterated the whole story, what they were there to do, how he was running, how he ran into the house and fell to the ground. Well, story after story after story. It's all about summoning these powers. Oh, biblically it's clear, and it's clear in contemporary, the years that have gone on now. There's more than ever. There's more all of it going on. And I'm going to tell you in America, I'm going to tell you in Canada, I'm going to tell you in Australia and England, all of Europe, and deeply into Russia. Oh, yes, South America, South Africa. Did you know that the goal behind globalism, well, the inception, if you hear me now, behind the inception, development, and spiritual fueling of globalism, just like among the Mayan civilization, is being built on the human sacrificial blood. God said it. God said it in 2 Kings 21:22. God gave the report of the entire nation. Nobody was doing anything. It was going on everywhere. There were stories of it, and things were known, and political leaders like Manasseh, he was letting the doors be wide open, and his mind as a father was convinced by the demons. Well, he's going to sacrifice his own son, and he did. He killed him. It's kind of reenacted out there in California, the Russian River, Bohemian Grove, where our presidents and senators have all been going. God says to that land, and I'm saying to you, you don't have to agree with me, but I'm saying to you that I believe the exact same report can be given to the United States of America, to the European nations. Here's what God says, 2 Kings 21:22. Read it if you want. That innocent blood has been shed from one end of the nation to the other. So I'm getting sick. Something's weird going on. It's like the flu, but it's not. I feel internally weak. Barely could stand up. It was Sunday morning. I was still pastoring a local church. We had 7 victims of satanic ritual abuse. We had teams that had been going out, the groups that have gone to go get the bones and the places and ritual sites and prayer. We were learning all this stuff along the way of helping and healing and stuff, everything else. Anyway, so I am feeling all this, but I tell my wife something's wrong, but I got to go to church anyway. And when I got there, they brought me up to the front and they sat me on a stool because I couldn't stand. And I spoke my message that Sunday morning. At the end of the sermon, everything's over. I still feel internally weak, shaky, and sick, but not sick. There's a federal officer's wife, high-level multiple, being taken back and forth to the ritual circle of dominion, they called it. We got call after call after call, blood rituals done against. This individual comes up with one of the workers and says, There's something on your forehead. Another person comes up right then and there and says, there's something on your forehead. They thought that I took a little red dot and put it on my forehead, just kidding around. 3 or 4 people noticed it. Prayer warriors. And the multiple that came forward, the really, really, really lethal, dangerous one. The one that tried to kill me. Well, the inside subpart iris did. They said it's not a red dot. It's a marking spiritually. It's a death ritual pentagram. That pictures of me from the church were taken out of the bulletin, taken to Cleveland to Coco and the rest of the ritually priestesses and so forth. That blood ritual sacrificial stuff was done with the goal of killing you. I listened to the stories. We all prayed it up. My wife took me home. I went to bed at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. I woke up on Monday morning. Monday morning, I was feeling better but still shaken. My wife's talking to me and I said, listen, this is not sickness. This is warfare. I'm going upstairs to pray it off. I went upstairs and began to pray and it went away instantly. I heard the sound of a car pull up right outside our driveway. I got up out of the third floor window to look out. It was the priestess, Guatemalans from the Circle of Dominion out of Cleveland in my driveway. It burned my britches, so I run down the stairs, grab my keys, come running out of the house like a madman towards them. They back out, squeal their tires, take off. I get into my Cutlass. I go taking out after them all through the city. Well, I'll tell you the rest of the story tomorrow, Wednesday night at 6 p.m. The music has come on. We're at the end of the hour, and I want to say God's grace might come to Christ if you don't know him. Listen, keep us in your prayers. Keep us in full support. Blessings to you and good night.